This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis is among the growing list of cities interested in attracting Amazon's second North American headquarters and its anticipated 50,000 jobs. The online company is expected to announce the winning city next year. Author Brad Stone has written what might be the definitive book about Amazon's business practices called The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos and the Age of Amazon. He spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about whether St. Louis has a legitimate chance to land what is being called HQ2.
I think at this point it's too early to count out any cities. Amazon has over 30,000 employees in the city of Seattle. They are, quite frankly, out of space. They've built new headquarters there, taken over really a whole part of downtown. So part of what they want is geographical expansion. They want access to another city with great learning institutions, and obviously St. Louis applies in that regard with schools like Washington University. I think they're looking for a little bit of a kind of geographical balance. So no city on the East Coast or in the center of the country is, I think, it's going to work as well. So the front runner, so to speak, and they say there aren't any, but you know, you have to look at the Washington, D.C. area, the Boston area, obviously with MIT and Harvard, but I would certainly not count St. Louis out.
When I was looking through the request for proposals, it mentioned state/province. So this might not end up in the U.S.
I mean, obviously, there are some Canadian cities that would meet all the categories we just talked about. But you also have to look at the political environment we're in. And I think it might be difficult, considering the occupant of the White House, for Amazon to go out and to locate its second headquarters out of the country. I think they might turn themselves into the potential target for some wrath if they did that.
Do you think this will turn into a tax incentive race, so to speak, or is Amazon looking beyond those factors?
I think that's a big part of it. Just like any company, just like any even sports team looking to build a new stadium, I mean, they're going to get the best economic deal. There are some cities, particularly cities in the South, that are going to be hungry for this kind of corporate presence. And then there are other cities, or at least some parties in Boston, have said that they don't think that the city should make any tax incentives available. And so there's also Amazon is in a situation with its hometown of Seattle where, you know, it's battling some progressive forces that don't want to see it expand, that think that it's had a negative impact on the quality of life and home prices there. And so I think one of the things that we'll be looking for is maybe not just tax incentives per se, although that'll be a part of it, but maybe a more welcoming environment.
What are some of the intangibles Amazon may be looking for in a host city? What's kind of flying under the radar that might tip the scales?
Unlike a lot of other companies like Google and Facebook, whose campuses are more suburban, Amazon has always been kind of differentiated itself by pursuing more urban environments, by locating in city centers. So I think pocket of available real estate, potential construction in the city center is going to be one factor. Obviously, you know, they're looking for young, talented professionals, computer savvy, computer science engineers. But, you know, there's also a mentality. They call it customer focus, but it's an intense lifestyle. You know, they work pretty hard. They get pushed pretty hard. And so I think they'll also be looking for kind of hunger in the workforce to be part of this company that is changing the retail landscape.
Would the Whole Foods acquisition play into this in any way? I guess they have a big operation in Austin. Do you see that as giving Austin an inside track?
I don't think so. If anything, it would handicap Austin a bit because they already have a big operation there, tapping into that workforce. Although, who knows? You know, Amazon tends to keep most of their big acquisitions, to run them fairly independently. So I don't think that acquisition factors into a process that I would imagine was conceived even before the acquisition.
Do you have a gut feeling about where this may end up?
It's a big crapshoot. I'd be guessing right now. I would say one of these, you know, East Coast cities with a sort of famed community of technical employees. And so that to me would, you know, Boston and Washington, D.C. would jump out. But look, Amazon, you know, it loves to surprise people and anything's possible. So I wouldn't count anyone out.
That's author Brad Stone talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about whether the region will be able to attract Amazon's second North American headquarters.